Dedicated to quality and service, Western Company of Texas has earned the reputation as the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Their goal is to efficiently transfer water to your next completion job with the best service possible and can meet your water transfer needs anyplace, anytime, anywhere, 24/7. Western Company of Texas has a proven track record and has successfully completed thousands of water transfer jobs and can meet those last-minute deadlines. So if you're looking to transport water to your next completion job, then think Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps. They cover all the Barnett Shale with locations in Cleburne, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Western Company of Texas has a large inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available and ready to meet all your water transfer needs. Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps, committed to precision, performance, and competitive pricing. Excellence is not expensive, it's priceless. Call Western Company of Texas and the guys at the Green Pumps. They are the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Call 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434.
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, glad you're along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway with our interview, we want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. Keep the emails coming on in. We love hearing from all of our fans at info, I-N-F-O, at eradiosports.com. And if you are a Twittering guy or gal, we love hearing from you as well. Send us a tweet at Twitter/eradiosports. Sports. I have to tell you, it is hard to believe we're already into the second week of the month of March. College basketball, it's underway. You know, March Madness is going on. It's in high gear, but we're going to change things up completely. We are going to talk some Major League Baseball. Time to go around the horn and to Kissimmee, Florida. Probably Ricky Bennett can say it a whole lot better than I can. He is a familiar voice on our program, the assistant general manager with the Houston Astros. Rick, what a pleasure to have you back on the program. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing fine.
And of course, like I said in the open, you're down there in Florida. Talk to us a little bit about spring training. I know that you've been there since, what, February 20th. How are things coming together for the Astros? And perhaps what is the focus in this year's spring training?
It's going pretty well. We actually were scheduled to go down to the area and play the Washington Nationals today, but it's a little wet. We got rained out today, so we had to adjust on the fly, but it's been good so far. We're staying relatively healthy so far, and the key for us really is just to make sure our guys are in shape and ready to go, so when we hit the field come April 5th, we're healthy and ready to go at that point.
And I think, you know, you talk about in terms of being healthy, obviously, your Astros, the biggest at bat, was diagnosed with a contusion, and that, of course, was Lance Berkman. How is his pain? How is the swelling on that left knee during the first week of March?
He's still day-to-day. Every day he's getting better and better. There's still a little swelling in that knee, but he's feeling pretty good. And, we're just going to take it one day at a time. And I'm hoping that, things will continue to progress over the next couple of days and he can get back to form. But, Lance is a good player. He's the key to our offense. And if we can keep him healthy, I think we're going to be okay when it's all said and done.
We are talking with Ricky Bennett. He is the assistant general manager with the Houston Astros. Hard to believe, Ricky, you're already beginning in your fourth season with the Astros. And talk to us a little bit about, there was obviously some offseason changes. Brad Mills, he now takes over a team in his first season as a major league manager. What is his strategy? And tell us, Rick, give us the inside scoop. What's it like to work alongside this guy?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we really liked about Brad when we sat down with him this past offseason and interviewed him. He really is, he's a prepared guy, very energetic and passionate about the game. And we felt like we needed somebody to lead our young players in that area. He's well prepared. He comes out every day excited and passionate about what we're doing. And our guys are starting to look to him for leadership. And he's done that so far. He's been out early, hitting fungos, calling out plays. He's in the middle of it, and that's what we like about him. He's very, very well prepared and excited, and I think he's going to be good for our ball club.
Now, Ricky, I know a lot of our fans that are tuning in, this is the month of March. Everyone's thinking, college basketball, the NBA, so their minds are wrapped around that. Tell us a little bit about as far as Brad Mills' background and how he came on board.
Well, he was a bench coach for Boston the last few years, and he spent time in Philadelphia with Ed Wade prior to that. So Ed had familiarity with him and really felt that, you know, from a baseball standpoint, he had the experience, he had the background. He spent several years in player development as a manager, coach, and instructor. So he really understands what it takes to motivate veteran players, what it takes to nurture young players, and he has a real good feel about creating that winning environment. And we couldn't be happier with what's being done so far in camp. Our veteran players, Roy and Lance and Carlos, they're all excited, and they've been very positive about the outlook of our club. And if we can maintain that level of energy, I think we're going to be very good, and we're really excited.
Ricky, I love what you talked about, nurturing young players. This is a team and organization that has a number of young players and, in fact, a number of new players. Tell us a little bit about some of these fresh faces and how they're going to really energize the Astros.
Yeah, you know, over the next couple of years, last year going into the season, we were the oldest team in baseball. So from that standpoint, we felt like we needed to get younger. We needed to bring in some younger players and give them an opportunity so we could sustain success, you know, long term. And we have Jason Castro, our number one pick from 2008 in big league camp. He's going to be competing for a spot on our roster. We have another young player, Tommy Manzella, who was drafted a few years back. He's going to be our shortstop in waiting. He's going to get an opportunity to be our everyday guy. And then we have some more young players like Bud Norris, who came up at the end of last year and really pitched well. So if we can start to mix in some younger players to go along with Lance and Carlos and Brett Myers, we feel like we can be very successful long term, and I think that's going to be the key to our success this year as well.
Tell us about, as far as who's competing for the closer role, what, Matt Lindstrom and Brandon Lyon?
Yeah, we signed Brandon as a free agent this offseason, and we also acquired Lindstrom from the Florida Marlins via trade, and we feel like we have two guys who have the experience to pitch in, you know, in the back end of a ball game. So, they're going to be competing here in spring training. We're not going to give the nod to one over the other. We're just going to let them compete and kind of go with the hot hand. And I think as we go through the spring and the regular season, you know, Brad and our staff will really make the decision based on, you know, how they perform and how they feel in terms of their confidence going into the season.
We may be in Ranger country, but you know what? We are talking Houston Astros with Ricky Bennett. He is their assistant general manager and, of course, over their player development. You had just highlighted some of the new players, a new third baseman, a rookie shortstop. Defense and pitching, that really is where, you know, you guys are going to try to get things done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an old cliche, but if you have good pitching and solid defense, you're going to win a lot of ball games. And I think that'll be the case for us this year. Obviously, we brought in Pedro Feliz to play third base for us, very, very good defensive third baseman, above average. We really like the range that Tommy Manzella presents at shortstop. He's got great range to both his left and right. And with Kaz at second and Lance at first, we feel real good about our infield defense. And then if you look in the outfield with Michael Bourne, he's a Gold Glove winner last year in 2009. Hunter Pence was an all-star. And with those two guys out there, they'll more than make up plenty of ground for Carlos, who'll be in left field for us.
And Rick, of course, you're talking about defensively, but how do you make up for the loss of Miguel Tejada's offensive contributions?
You know, that's going to have to be a collective effort. He had 199 or 200 hits last year. It's very difficult for any player to accumulate, you know, those numbers in any one given season. So it's going to have to be a collective effort, you know, with Tommy Manzella, Pedro Feliz. We're going to have to collectively provide more offense up and down our lineup. And if we can do that, if we can pitch well and play good defense, I think we're going to be very competitive and be in most ball games. So, there's not any one blueprint, but if you can go with pitching and defense, I think you'll have a chance to win.
Tell us a little bit about, as far as spring ball, as we'd mentioned earlier, close to the open, that you've been down there since February 20th. I mean, what is a typical day? What are these guys going through as they prepare for the season?
Yeah, we normally start our mornings probably 7:30 in the morning, where young guys, a selected number of guys, will go out and do individual work, whether it's work on their bunting, work on their sliding, or work in the cage, working on their swing. And we'll have a short session for about a half an hour, 45 minutes, and then we'll go into our regular work routine anywhere from 8:30 to 9 o'clock and really go through our regular workout till about noon or 1 o'clock. So we try to get most of our work done up until about lunchtime, and then now the games have started. You know, all of our games start at 1 o'clock, and we'll finish the day around 4 or 4:30. So it's a full day. Sometimes they get a little long, depending on the weather. But, you know, we're gearing up for the regular season, and we have about three and a half weeks away before we get cranked up to start the season. So we're really excited.
It is hard to believe the season is just about to get underway, and I don't know about you, Ricky, but up here in Fort Worth, this area, it has been a brutal winter. We are so ready for some warm weather and get out to the ballpark. Tell us this, you know, when you go through spring training and spring practice, has there been any players that have been perhaps a little bit of a surprise, and they're coming along a little bit quicker than you anticipated?
Yeah, you know, we really have. We had a meeting for the first time yesterday to talk about some of the surprises in camp thus far. We have a couple of young pitchers in particular that really taking a step forward, and that's left-handed pitcher Fernando Abad and right-handed pitcher Henry Villar. They're two young kids that have come through our system. They spent time at our academy in the Dominican Republic, and they've really pitched well so far. They're strike throwers. They've really shown the ability to compete early in camp, and they've really opened some eyes so far. So those two in particular have really done a nice job the first couple of weeks of the spring.
And that's always good news for the front office, for the coaching staff, to have those guys ahead of time. Hey, Ricky Bennett has been with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. Only have time for just a couple of other quick questions. We'd already highlighted talking about Lance Berkman, his left knee contusion. You know, he missed March 4th, the Grapefruit League opener, but returned to play the next day. What about as far as right-handed pitcher Brandon Lyon and then also right-handed pitcher Roy Oswalt, because he's had that degenerative back problem and disc?
Yeah, with Roy, it hadn't been an issue thus far this spring. He's continuing to get his work in the weight room and in the training room. He's feeling pretty good. He was actually scheduled to throw today in Vieira, but because of the weather, we had to push him back. So he had to do a little side work, but he's feeling good. No issues with his back. He's excited about where he is right now physically and mentally. So that's been very positive. And, you know, some of the other guys are feeling very well at this point, and hopefully we can just keep them headed on the right track. Brandon Lyon threw a side session the other day. He felt fine. He's a little behind schedule compared to some of the other guys, but I think with 3 weeks remaining in spring training, I think he'll be just fine to start the season healthy.
Okay, Ricky, I've not had a chance to sit down and look at your guys' schedule. When does who is the home opener?
We have San Francisco, I believe, on the 5th of April in Houston. So I believe it's a 3-game set. And right now I'm really just focused on trying to get through spring training. Then I'll start looking at the regular season schedule here in another couple of weeks. But we're excited about opening up the season at home. But we have a 7- or 8-game homestand to start the season, so that'll be exciting for our fans in Houston.
Ricky Bennett, I didn't mean to get ahead of you. Yeah, and look at the schedule again. Hey, tell us this as we get ready to wrap up our interview. I've talked about and introduced you. You're the assistant general manager with the Houston Astros, the director of player development. You have been, this is starting your fourth season. You were 8 years with the Detroit Tigers. There's always movement in Major League Baseball or anytime in pro sports. How have you been able to maintain your longevity?
Well, I think, you know, the chemistry that we have in our front office has been great. Ed, obviously, has been there for 3 years. We work well together. We share the same vision. And, you know, I think that's the key to any front office and having that stability. Again, we believe in some of the same things in terms of bringing young players through the system, giving them an opportunity at the major league level, and also try to go out and acquire veteran leadership to go along with that young talent. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do here in Houston. We believe in that. Ed believes in it. And it's been a real good working environment over the last couple of years. So we just try to take it one day at a time, try to improve the club as best we can. And hopefully, if we continue to do that, we'll bring a championship to Houston here in the near future.
Well, Rick, one of our affiliates is right there in the great state of Oklahoma, and I'm sure many of our listeners will remember you at your time at the University of Oklahoma. You helped the Sooners to the 92 College World Series. And a little did-you-know point, you were in high school, correct me if I'm wrong, Rick, you were a teammate to Ken Griffey Jr., is that correct?
Yeah, that's going back a few years now, but we were... I actually had a chance to talk to Ken a little bit before he left for spring training, and he's really excited about going out to Seattle for a second year, and he feels good about himself. He had off-season surgery, and he's hoping to put together a solid year, and I think he's going to try to play a couple of more years, so... I'm wishing the best for him.
Outstanding. Well, Rick, thank you so much. I know you're incredibly busy right now, but thank you so much for taking time to take time out. We will catch up with you probably perhaps in the month of May and check in with the Astros.
All right, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead. Jason Peter will be joining us with our Under the Helmet segment. We'll be right back.